welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you well. Yes, there was a little bit of snow last night, wasn't there? Was that in the forecast? I don't know. Because I didn't think we were supposed to get anything, and then we woke up and my wife's like, "Hey, my car's covered with snow. I have to scrape before work." You know, a good husband would have gone out and scraped for her, but I didn't do it this morning. Can you believe it? I just didn't get to it. She beat me to it. She dashed out the door and scraped off that snow before I could get to it. And she was gone like a flash. But, you know, I had to get to my own car, though, before coming to the station here. But by the time I got to mine, most of it had fallen off except for the front windshield. And I had to get that off of there. But there wasn't a layer of ice underneath of mine. She said that her car, there was a layer of ice underneath where she had to get the snow off and then scrape like crazy to get the layer of ice. Well, I just had to remove the snow and I was good to go. So I guess that's from sitting out there for a little bit today in the sunshine. Well, you can't really say sunshine because I don't think it was out today, was it? But anyways, got myself ready to go and got to the station here without any difficulty. The roads closed down here on the next street over here in downtown Marion. So I was getting ready to make my turn onto Center Street. And I see this guy waving his arms and honking his horn. I thought, what in the world is going on? Well, here I had my turn signal to turn left. Here he thought I wasn't going to let him get over so he could turn to avoid the road closure. So he was pretty perturbed when I rolled down my window. Well, I smiled big at him, and I said, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" He says, "Can I turn?" I said, "Sir, I'll let you right in." And he smiled real big. He said, "Okay." So I think we made friends anyhow there in downtown Marion. You got to keep everybody smiling, right? Okay, want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. And a little tip from the guys at Waldo Tire and Automotive. The rates for the tires, there's a certain kind of extra rate that the government puts on tires. Well, that's getting ready to go up. So if you need tires, they say, you know, that you don't have to go through them. But if you need tires anywhere, well, you might want to think about getting them, because I think the 1st of February, that extra rate on tires is going to go into effect and they're going to go up in price. So there's just something to put in your thinking cap there. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. We're also streaming online at wwgh1071.com. Thanks to the radio station for such a great website. They also put up our shows after the fact. You can listen to anything we've done by going to wwgh1071.com. All right, we're going to get to some trivia. We're giving away a Subway card today. And then we're also, at the end of the program, going to draw names for that. Remember, we gave away a $20. We were going to give away a $20 gift card this week to somewhere. Well, it's going to be a $20 gift card to Kroger And so we have the names from last week in a special pile ready to go. And so at the end of the program, we're going to get in that special pile from last week, and we're going to draw a name for that $20 gift card to Kroger, okay? So we'll make a big winner for that. And then today we're giving away a Subway gift card. Oh, here comes our operations manager, Terry. Maybe I spoke out of turn. Which one's the $20 gift card that we were giving away last week there, buddy? It's a Kroger card. Okay. It's a Kroger card. We'll mail it to you. And hey, all right. When is your show on? 7:15 tonight. Fired up. The new sports show is going to be on the radio. And Mr. Terry Tackett, our operation manager, just dropped onto my desk two beautiful Burger King gift cards. You know, they're known for their fired up grilled hamburgers, flame-throwed hamburgers. Well, Fired Up is the name of his show. He'll be on tonight, 7:15 to 8 o'clock. So tune in to the sports show tonight, and courtesy of him. So that makes three giveaways that we're doing. We're going to give away my Subway card and then Fired Up's two Burger King cards. So we have three giveaways today, and so you'd be looking forward to that. We'll be doing the trivia here in just a second. First of all, I want to start a segment here called Focus on a Date, and we just pick a random date and we tell you about it. This date is April the 12th of 1955. Listen to this. It's kind of interesting. It's about the polio vaccine. In April 1954, children lined up at the Franklin Schumann Elementary School in McLean, Virginia, to receive an experimental vaccine to prevent polio. They were the first in the United States to receive the vaccine. Soon, 1.8 million students in 44 states across the country were being tested as well. They were called polio pioneers and were part of the largest experiment of its kind in medical history, undertaken to find a way to prevent a terrible illness that had reached epidemic levels around the world. One year later, on April 12, 1955, the developers of the vaccine announced that it was safe and effective. Churches rang their bells, fire stations blew their sirens in celebration at the news that children would no longer be stricken by the dreaded disease. Polio is, of course, a disease caused by a virus that attacks nerve cells in the central nervous system, causing muscles to weaken. The results can be paralysis and even death. The disease, which is contagious, usually strikes children, but adults can also be effective. Of course, Franklin D. Roosevelt, for example, came down with polio in 1921 when he was 39 years old. Polio had been around for many years, but it reached frightening levels in the 1950s. In 1952 alone, 57,628 cases were reported in the United States. Most of those were children. Families were often forced to separate, with patients taken away and isolated from the general public. A number of research teams tried to develop a vaccine for polio, a vaccine, a substance containing a very weak or small amount of the virus. If the human body is exposed to this, it produces antibodies, substances that resist or kill the virus. The body will then be able to fight off the disease if it is later exposed to the virus. So there you go, April 12th, 1955. That's our focus on a date for this week. And so talking about the polio vaccine, since the vaccine is starting to become available here for the coronavirus, I thought that was an interesting comparison. All right, let's jump on the phone lines here, see if we can light them up here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Subway gift card and two gift cards to Burger King. All righty. And so that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon, and we will also draw for the Kroger gift card, a $20 Kroger gift card. Okay, here's the trivia questions. In 2004, a powerful earthquake in the Indian Ocean triggered a deadly what, which flooded many countries? In 2004, a powerful earthquake in the Indian Ocean triggered a deadly what, which flooded many countries? What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Ace?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you, buddy?
A tsunami.
Yes, a tsunami is correct. Well, how's your day today? You doing all right?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. That's good. You got any supper plans?
Yeah, taco salad.
Taco salad? Oh, boy, that sounds good. You put in some refried beans in there or baked beans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it all in.
Put it all in. Yeah, make it a real good one.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
Right. All right. So, how's your day been? Besides that, what's in
the Yeah, it's been a pretty good day today. I've been behaving myself for the most part.
Yeah, I stayed in today. I didn't get out there nowhere. I went yesterday to the hospital and went in for a second.
Oh,
and,
okay.
They found a spot on my lung, so I got to go back on in. So, other than that, I'm hanging in here.
Okay, well, best wishes to you on that, buddy.
Yep. All right, so, you have a good one.
Okay, Bob, you too, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, there's Bob kicking off things this afternoon. What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? What is the outermost layer of the Earth called? What is the outermost layer of the Earth called? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yep. That's that'd be Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley, yes, it is. I think that's down near Oklahoma, isn't it?
Yeah, Oklahoma, Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah, those things, they can touch down there and just really gain some speed, can't they?
Yep. You know, you mentioned on this date your thing. You know, I can remember. It was probably in May of '55 that I remember I went to New Bloomington. And they bussed us all into Marion General Hospital, and we all got polio shots.
Oh, yeah. So you got the vaccine back then.
Yep. We got the shots. Then later, that was the Salk vaccine was given in shots, and then the Sabin came out shortly after that, I don't know, a year or so after that, which was a liquid you drink.
But
we got the shots.
Okay.
So, supposed to get two shots. I think I only got one shot.
All right.
Yep. So,
yeah.
But that was a big change because when I went to school, we had a very big school, a couple hundred, you know, and we had at least three people in the school that had polio. So, I had firsthand of experience of people that had been stricken by it.
Yeah, right. Now, I wonder what the contagious was compared to the coronavirus. Do you know?
I don't think it was as contagious because I don't remember anything spatial. You know, there was areas that it was, you know, that in big cities especially, New York City.
Okay.
You know, but that was something that also, I mean, it started way back in 1916. That was 2 years before, you know, the big flu pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a polio pandemic at that time.
Oh, okay.
And, they shut theaters down and everything, just like they're doing now.
Yeah.
For the pandemic, it was very similar back in 16. You know, the reaction, what they had to do, mask wearing and everything.
Okay.
You know?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
It's something how times in history, kind of there's similarities there
yes.
at times.
Yep.
Huh. They talk about history repeating itself.
Yeah, it surely does.
Sometimes
That's
it
right.
sure does, doesn't
this
it?
This time it's been over 100 years, so fortunately.
Yeah, right.
So. Yeah. All right, well, I'll get off here and let somebody else call.
All right, Ernie, good to hear from you, as
good
always.
Good to hear from you.
All
Thanks,
right.
Nate.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And we have to take a break here at the bottom of the hour, but if you call, I'll go ahead and put you through and hold on with me through the break, and I'll put you on when we come back right after these words on WWGH Radio.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back and we are having a good time here, and I think we got a caller on the line. Hello, we're on the air.
Crust.
Crust is right. That is the most outermost layer of the earth. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, it's good to hear from you, buddy. What have you been up to today? Doing anything fun?
I was exercising, playing, got a new game of Amy and Pap Pap.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like you've had a pretty busy day. What kind of exercising you been doing?
We got a motorcycle, and it's one thing.
A gazelle.
Yeah, and we even got a gazelle.
A gazelle. All right. Well, good for you. I'm happy for you, buddy. Did you get a lot of snow down there today?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's good to hear from you, and I'll put you in for a chance to win, all right?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty, 740-383-9944. What is the hardest substance on Earth? What is the hardest substance on Earth? What gem is the birthstone for July and is a symbol of contentment? What gem is the birthstone for July and is a symbol of contentment? The mysterious Area 51 is part of a military base. What did many people likely mistake military test lights for? The mysterious Area 51 is part of a military base. What did many people likely mistake military test flights for? Legend has it, this snow beast can kill a yak with one blow. What is another name for this famous monster, which most experts believe was really a bear? You know, a lot of people believe that it's real, but A lot of people say it's a myth. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Diamonds.
Diamonds is correct. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. What is your name? I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
Lee.
Lee. All
right. Dominey.
Lee Dominey. All right, Lee. It is good to hear from you today. I appreciate you being out there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 4:35 is the time as we roll right along here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your radiogenic DJ. You've heard of photogenic. How about radiogenic? That's what I am. I'm your radiogenic DJ. I got a face made for radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be UFOs for the taking for the airplanes and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's UFOs. That is correct. Very good. How are you today, Becky?
I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
Good, good. You enjoying the snow?
It's not snowing right now.
Was we really supposed to get the snow last night, or was that a surprise?
I think we're supposed to get it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because I wasn't looking for it, and then I woke up this morning, and I was surprised to see it down in Waldo.
Yeah, really.
I have a love-hate relationship with snow.
Yeah, I think everybody does at one time or another.
Right. I don't like driving in it, but it was completely off the roads by the time it was time for me to come to the station. I fortunately had a clear trip in.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right, Becky. Well, it's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Nate.
All right. Well, you take care, and you have a good evening now, all right?
You have a good evening, too, Nate.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? Who is known for his large signature on the Declaration of Independence? And which U.S. baseball team has won the most World Series titles since the championship began in 1903? Hi, we're on the air.
Ruby?
Ruby is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Miss Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Miss Allison, what you been up to today? Anything fun?
Nothing, just school.
Nothing, just school?
Yeah.
You attacking that homework?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably getting some good grades, I'll bet.
I don't know.
Not sure? Well, you probably are a student. I was not an A student, but I bet you're an A student. A for Allison, and there you go. Well, thanks for calling, Allison. You have a good night now, all right?
All right.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was more of a B student, although... In college, I think I graduated with a 3.75, something like that. I don't know. It wasn't a 4.0, I could tell you that. I blew that early on. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello there, sir. How are you doing today?
I am good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just out here running around.
Oh, you're out running around.
Yeah.
Out on the town.
Yeah, I just had to go get some gas and stuff before it got too late.
Yeah, I think gas, didn't it come down just a little bit?
Well, it's still home ground. Everybody's here is about 239 every station.
Oh, 239, okay.
Yeah, I'll check them out before I go anywhere.
Yeah. I always get on that gas buddy and look.
Yeah, that's what my son does.
Yeah.
I think your answer to the... John Hancock is the one you want.
Yeah, John Hancock's what I'm looking for. That is correct. Yes, indeed.
But, so, we just been out here running around picking up some things, so just happened to think about you and turned it on. Sometimes we forget when we're out.
Well, I'm glad you thought of it and turned the radio on. But if you forget, that's all right, because I forget my favorite shows too, so I know how that goes.
Yeah, well, I'm getting old, so that counts. So I'll get out of here, and you have a great one when you get out of there, and take care.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, there's Ralph right there, lighting our phone lines up. You know, I was thinking the other day, you callers are actually the radio stars, because you guys keep the lines lighting up. You really are. You're the radio stars out there. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Yankees.
The Yankees is right. Yes, that is correct. And is this Lee?
Yes.
All right, Lee. I got you signed up, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. 440 is the time. And we have got a good stack of callers here. We'll do more trivia here in after a while here. But first of all here, I'm going to let you know about some offbeat news. A deadly eastern brown snake was discovered swimming inside the overflow channel of a family's pool located in the suburb of Marino in Adelaide, Australia. Snake Catchers Adelaide, a group of professionally trained and licensed snake removers, took care of the venomous intruder and posted the video of the snake on Facebook. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeti or Abominable Snowman?
Yes, that is right. Yeti or Abominable Snowman. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. And this is my buddy Lucas, right?
Why, yes.
Yes, all right, Lucas. Good to hear from you. What you been up to today?
School and playing.
School and playing, all right. Sounds good. And, well, I'll tell you what, buddy, it's always good to hear from you, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you next time, all right?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that takes care of my two pages of questions. I do have another page of questions. One more page, about five more questions I'll give you in just a few moments here. Snake Catchers Adelaide, a group of professionally trained and licensed snake removers, took care of this venomous intruder and posted a video of the snake on Facebook. This beautiful eastern brown found a nice place to cool down in the heat at Marino today. Too bad it was in the overflow channel of a family pool. Snake Catchers Adelaide said alongside a video of the snake swimming, "The eastern brown snake is one of the most venomous snakes in the world that are native to eastern and central Australia. How would you like to have that in your swimming pool?" Wow. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you get the New York Yankee one yet?
I did, but I'm out of questions for now, so I will go ahead and accept you, because I don't have any new questions to give right yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and accept it.
Yeah, and I've been trying all get out to get in, but...
Well, I'm glad you got in. And, you know, rumor has it that you had a birthday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
So I hope you had an enjoyable one.
Yeah, had a good one.
Good, good. Did anybody get you a cake or anything?
Yeah, I had a cake and some ice cream.
Oh, good. You got to have some cake and some ice cream.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you got in.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Yes, I caught wind. Every once in a while, I get a little note or something that one of our callers is having a birthday. David Avery had a birthday. I believe it was yesterday. And so we want to make sure we say happy birthday. And one time Bob mentioned he had a birthday, and one time Miss Ashley had a birthday. And so if you have a birthday, just let me know about it. We'll give you a shout out right here. Hey, we've got more to come right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, your radiogenic DJ behind the microphone here. And we'll take this quick break and come back with more fun and excitement, giving away three gift cards this afternoon right here. Two of those are Burger King cards, and those are a service of Fired Up, the radio program that's a sports show like no other. That'll be on tonight from 7:15 to 8 o'clock with Terry Tackett and friends, so tune in for that. And then I've got a Subway gift card, so giving away three gift cards, and then we'll do the special drawing for the $20 Kroger card. Straight ahead, right here.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and it is time for What's That in the Mailbox? Last week, the mailbox was completely empty. I believe it was last week the mailbox was empty. Well, this week, the mailbox had something in it, and it's you can email the mailbox anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. You can send me your questions, and this comes from Katie. Katie says, "Dear Nate, are you a backseat driver?" Well, Katie, that's a mighty good question, and the answer is no. I am not a backseat driver. As a matter of fact, I mind my business when I'm riding with other folks, unless they're about ready to rear in somebody, and then I might say, "Hey, look out." Other than that, I keep my mouth shut and let folks just drive away. I am probably one of the most wonderful passengers you could ever have in the car because I totally keep my mouth shut, even if you are a bad driver. I do. I keep my mouth shut. So I am not a backseat driver like some folks are. Okay? All righty. Police in Missouri said officers responded to an unusual situation when an ostrich escaped from its owner's home and went for a walk. The St. Charles County Police Department said officers from D Platoon, responded when the ostrich was spotted wandering loose and walking through traffic. The officers wrangled the flightless bird named Clyde and returned him to his owners. Police did not reveal how Clyde managed to escape or how long he was on the loose. A soap bubble master, yes, there is such a thing, in Taiwan, broke a Guinness World Record by blowing 783 bubbles inside of a much larger bubble. Guinness said Chang'e T filled a large bubble with 783 smaller bubbles during an attempt in Taiyuan. The feat earned Chang the record for most soap bubbles blown inside one larger bubble. The record-keeping organization shared video of Chang using a large bubble wand to control the large bubble while he blew the smaller bubbles from the side. Chang previously set the Guinness record for the most bounces of a soap bubble. So there's some guy that knows his bubbles right there, you know? I mean, the closest I ever get to a bubble is just getting one of those tiny little bubbles that you get at weddings and blowing those. Other than that, I'm not good at blowing bubbles. I can barely get those. 4:50 is the time. Here's some more trivia right here. See if we can get a couple more answers. 740-383-9944. Thomas Edison is best known for inventing what? Thomas Edison is best known for inventing what? This March birthstone is a symbol for courage. This March birthstone is a symbol for courage. What are base jumpers? What are base jumpers? And that's the trivia that I have for today. 740-383-9944. If you happen to know the answers to those particular trivia questions. January 20th. Yes, indeed. It is already January the 20th, and this is what happened on this day in history. 1885, the roller coaster was patented by L.A. Thompson. 1886, the Mersey Railway Tunnel was officially opened by the Prince of Wales. 1887, the U.S. Senate approved an agreement to lease Pearl Harbor in Hawaii as a naval base. 1891, James Hogg took office as the first native-born governor of Texas. 1892, the first official basketball game was played by students at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA Training School. 1929, on this date, the movie In Old Arizona was released. The film was the first full-length talking film to be filmed outdoors. 1937, Franklin D. Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to be inaugurated on January 20th. The 20th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution officially set the date for the swearing-in of the president and vice president. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it light bulb?
Yes, it is the light bulb. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Is it nice and cold where you're at?
Yes,
it is. I don't even know if it was supposed to hardly reach freezing today.
Yeah. It's cold. Well, it's, cold and windy.
It's a good day to curl up with a blanket and a good book or something or other, or a good movie, something or other.
Yep.
All righty. Well, Miss Ashley, I appreciate the phone call today.
Yep.
You have a good evening now, all right?
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bye-bye. All righty. And then on this day in 1997, Bill Clinton was inaugurated for his second term as President of the United States. But being January 20th, I believe this is the official day that a lot of presidents have been sworn in office. So I'm surprised that they didn't list more of these on here on this day in history, this being January the 20th. It is time for your weird word of the week. So head with me down the classroom, down the long hallway, turn to the right, and I have my socially distanced chairs here and my chalkboard. Prolixity is my weird word of the week for this week. Prolixity. P-R-O-L-I-X-I-T-Y. Prolixity is a noun. Here's the two definitions. The first one, the state or quality of being unnecessarily or tediously wordy. You ever met somebody that was very wordy? Maybe it was me. I don't know. Definition number two, a tendency to speak or write at great or tedious length. Prolixity. That's our weird word of the week for this week. All right, it is just about time to do our drawings here. One for the $20 Kroger card from Terry Tackett, our operations manager. And then he's got two Burger King cards here. And to celebrate his show, which is on tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock, called Fired Up, a good sports show. So if you enjoy sports, or even if you don't, it's a good listen. Either way, you'll enjoy it tonight with Terry Tackett and his Fire Brigade. Make sure you tune in tonight, 7:15 until 8 o'clock, right here on 107.1 FM. So we've got two Burger King gift cards, courtesy of Terry. And then a Subway a gift card, courtesy of yours truly here at WWGH. And then a $20 Kroger card. So let's start the drawings. Find out who the winner is going to be. We will do the Kroger card. These are the names that we had from last week that we said we're going to put in the drawings. So we have these. So we're going to mix everybody up and find out who the winner is going to be for the Kroger card. Okay, and the $20 Kroger card goes to Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You're the winner of the $20 Kroger card. Very good, and congratulations to you. All right, and now for the Subway card. Let's draw for the Subway card. Find out who the winner is going to be. For the Subway card, $5 Subway card. And the winner is Mr. Ernie Brees. Ernie, congratulations. You're the winner of the Subway card. Of course, we'll get that in the mail to you. The Burger King card, the first Burger King card. We will do a drawing here. And congratulations to Becky. Becky, you're the winner of a Burger King card. And the second Burger King card. Say congratulations to Allison. Allison, you win a Burger King card. So congratulations to our winners there. Ernie, Becky, Ashley, and Allison. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you to everybody that called, though. I do appreciate it. We had a good number of calls today. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to David. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Allison. Thanks to Becky. Thanks to Lee. Thank you, Noah. And thank you, Ernie. Thank you, everybody that called today. We do appreciate it very, very much. And we will get these cards sent out to you. And like I said, you guys are the radio stars. You keep this show rolling, and we do appreciate hearing from you every week. And again, thanks to Terry Tackett and his Fire Brigade. His show will be on the air tonight, 7:15 to 8 o'clock, Fire It Up. And he gave us the two Burger King cards today. You think of flame-broiled hamburgers when you think of Burger King. You think of Fired Up. All right. Okay, and let me see if I can squeeze in Ladies' Corner real quick before we go. This week's Ladies' Corner is Sweet Hawaiian Ham Sliders. Sweet Hawaiian Ham Sliders. You can find this on Facebook by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and this will pop up with a picture. Here's what you need. One package, 12 ounces Hawaiian sweet rolls. One package, 9 ounces of Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Honey Ham. Four Kraft Big Slice Sharp Cheddar Cheese Slices. 1/4 cup Kraft Real Mayo Mayonnaise. 1/4 cup butter melted. 2 tablespoons brown sugar. 1 tablespoon of mustard. 1 1/2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. Love saying that word. 1/2 teaspoon each of dried minced onion and poppy seed. Here's how to make it. Remove rolls from package. Do not separate rolls. Cut block of rolls horizontally in half. Place bottom half of rolls in 13 by 9 inch pan. Top with ham and cheese. Spread mayo on the cut slices of top halves of rolls. Place mayo sides down over sandwiches. Mix remaining ingredients until blended. Drizzle over sandwiches. Cover. Let stand 20 minutes. Heat oven to 350. Bake sandwiches covered for 20 minutes or until cheese is melted and sandwiches are heated through. That's the recipe. Hey, don't forget, we're here every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. You can find us online, radionate.webs.com. We're also streaming online at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. You can also find previous shows on that website. And don't forget, Terry Tackett and his Fired Up Brigade tonight, from 7:15 until 8 o'clock, the good old sports talk show tonight. Make sure you tune in for that. Until next time, Nate Redmond, I'll talk to you later.
Is Jim Blessing the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton? Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is